Dubbo and Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Hit 93.5.
Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, morning, Dubbo on the Central West. Welcome to your Wednesday. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. How you doing, Pippa?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous because I'm going head-to-head with a fan today in a Taylor Swift super quiz.
Yeah, because I reckon, well, I guess it was my prediction that you were, like, the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the Central West.
Yeah, you made a sweeping statement. I don't know if I can back it up with anything, though.
Well, we've found who I believe may be a bigger Taylor Swift super fan than you.
And I'm could be.
Sticking your head to head. I'm going to have Mike from Work Days in here as the quiz master, as apparently I can't be trusted asking quiz questions.
No, you definitely can't be trusted asking quiz questions. I don't know how you can be, if you can be trusted anchoring, but we'll see how we go.
Anchorings are what I do here on the side, where I do the weather, the time, and I introduce a song here in the radio world. Hey, Pippa, talking about the radio world, we are going to be radio crossing to Speedy, otherwise known as Brenton Speed from Fox Sports after 8 o'clock this morning for the latest from the Socceroos camp in Sydney.
Oh my gosh, because tonight's the big game.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be a huge show. After 7:30 this morning, we are doing the Taylor Swift Super Quiz. After 8, talking to Brenton Speed. But in about 20 minutes time, we're going to update you because there's been another incident in the United States of America, Pippa.
Yeah, it's breaking news at the moment. So that story is developing, but we'll give you the latest.
Absolutely.
On that.
And it involves guns, unfortunately. But up next, Pippa and Jimmy's Australia's Most Difficult Radio Competition. 13, 12, 16, if you want to play. It's our spelling bee for a pair of Haviana thongs. Morning, Zane on the air. See ya.
Not trying to be in there. Not trying.
Dubbo on the Central West, number one with Imagine Dragons. Yeah, morning everyone, Pippa and Jimmy. We do it all thanks to Mick Cafe. It's Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. And stand by right after beers, boobs and balls. A lady's been kicked off a flight for bringing a very suspicious animal on board.
Come on.
Sports.
Beer, boobs, balls.
Beers, boobs and balls. Let's get into it right now. Pippa Moore.
Well, it's all about the World Cup. World Cup's in rugby league, World Cup's in soccer. It World is. Cup fever.
Oh, my goodness. Australia's been... Oh, the Melbourne Cup last
Melbourne
week.
Melbourne Cup. Oh, cups flying all over the place.
At the pub.
Exactly.
Cup of beer.
Your cup broke last week.
My cup broke.
Oh, it's cup month.
Cup month.
Cup member. Yeah. So the Rugby League World Cup, the Kangaroos coach... Mal Meninga, he's warned his bench to perform in the Rugby League World Cup quarterfinal or face the axe. He's like, guys, if you drop your lollies, drop the ball. That's what dropping the lollies means.
Yeah, right.
You're cut. You're out. You're not allowed to go near the cup anymore.
Isn't it like stealing candy from a baby?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. So Meninga, he selected a rookie, Regan Campbell-Gillard, to fill out his first choice 17 following a tournament ending injury.
Imagine that name on the back of the jersey. Yeah. Regan Jordan Gillard.
It's a long name.
Oh, would it fit?
Campbell Gillard.
Would they have enough letters to,
I don't know,
to fill it out?
They
on
might
the
have to do it in a smaller font. And they're probably going to have to give him a single-digit number. Like, yeah, he can't have 12. He's going to have 7 or 5.
Well, you hope the referee's got good eyesight, because imagine if the referee goes, I can't read that small font. I'm going to need your name in a bigger font.
Yeah, so stay tuned with that. So hopefully they just pull up their socks and perform.
Absolutely. Hey, remember the other day, going on to a bit more balls news, how I told you that the Honduras soccer coach reckons that the Australians have been cheating and spying on them?
Oh, that we've got spies in their camp. Yeah.
Turns out it's been revealed that a dad and a son who bought a new drone for the kid's birthday, they're playing with the drone and happened to be in the same area that the Honduras soccer team was practicing.
Oh my gosh, so we've got a spy.
So, well, it's just a kid. It's like an 8-year-old kid.
Oh, we've got an accidental spy.
Accidental spy.
Oh, the Hondurans, they would just be fuming about this.
Well, when Ange found out, he tweeted the kid, "Could I get that footage, mate?"
Absolutely, he did. Yeah. That'd be great. I'll give you a signed soccer jersey.
Yeah.
I'll get Tim Cahill to come give you a high five after the game, mate.
Talking about Tim Cahill with some more balls news, because he might be hanging up his boots. They reckon tonight there's potential that tonight will be his last ever Socceroos game.
Timothy, what are you doing, mate?
I'm hoping not, because I'm a huge Tim Cahill fan.
Oh, who isn't?
Now, he does play for the Melbourne City, so it won't be like we won't get to see him again in Australia. Mm. But in the green and gold, he's hoping that the stories aren't true. But at 37 years old, does he have another year left in him to go to Russia if we do qualify tonight?
Because if you qualify, like, why would you not want to go to the World Cup?
Well, because you're 37.
He'd get tired.
He'd be one of only a very small amount of players who would have scored at 4 World Cups in a row if he was to go to the World Cup and score another goal.
So maybe he's like, World Cup, been there, done that.
It's
like when you travel to Europe. You're like, oh, Europe, been there, done that. Don't need to go again.
It's like when you travel to Europe and you have to let everyone know. Remember that time I was... Oh, that reminds me of the time I was on a Kentucky bus.
Oh, this World Cup isn't as good as the last 3 World Cups I've been at, so, you know.
You know, that kick you just did, that reminds me of that great goal I scored.
Yeah.
Over in Brazil.
This one time?
Yeah. Against the Netherlands?
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. I want to watch it on YouTube, by the way. I can bring it up right now.
It's so Tim Cahill.
Oh, the resemblance is uncanny.
Yeah, just unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely.
Up the Socceroos!
Not on tonight, that's Beers, Boobs and Balls. T.I., live your life. This is Hit, Pippa and Jimmy. Morning. A little bit of T.I. on your home of hits and old school. Yeah, you know where to get them all day long, with Mike kicking off from 9 o'clock this morning. Pippa and Jimmy on air now, though, as we just hit 6:45, 16 degrees. Yeah, morning, everyone. Stephen Fennick joins us from techguide.com.au. Going to chat with him in under 20 minutes' time.
A woman in the US has been kicked off a flight after her emotional support pet became a little bit unruly on the flight.
Now, when I get up every morning, I check my emails, because we get an email from our producing team in Sydney who send us through a heap of stories. This story, I thought, Pippa, there's no way we could not talk about the emotional support pig.
Yes, it's a pig. I didn't know until recently that in the States you can take animals on flights with you as a form of emotional support while you fly.
I wonder where the lines are drawn, though. I wonder if you've got to have like a doctor's certificate, or you can just say, you know, oh, I want to bring my chihuahua on. No chihuahuas. Oh, it's an emotional support chihuahua.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
If you just drop the phrase emotional support pet, that they just let you on. Like, oh, I've got my emotional support iguana with me. And they're like, that's fine. Carry on.
I wouldn't feel comfortable eating it later after stowing it below the plane.
Well, speaking of stowing it, so the passenger next to this woman thought that it was a duffel bag. Thought the pig was a duffel bag because it was just lying there sort of like looking like a bag. And then the woman starts kind of like sorting her stuff out, putting her stuff in the little overhead compartment and the little pouch in front of her seat, and it got up and it started walking around. And so the woman had to tie it with a little leash to kind of one of the armrests. And then it got upset because it had been tied up, and it started, like, you know, squealing and getting a bit, you know.
Had the plane taken off by this point?
No, it hadn't taken off by it.
Oh, thank goodness.
And apparently it was smelling as well.
Ah, well, you wouldn't expect that from the dirtiest animal in the world.
So it was walking back and forth, and this passenger said, I was terrified because I'm thinking, I'm going to be on a plane with a pig. And it was about 70 pounds in weight. And so the woman was asked to leave because it got a bit unruly. It kept roaming back and forth. It wasn't having its tray table in the upright position and having its seatbelt done up low and tight.
Absolutely not. And I heard that the pig had a major complaint as well.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, there was bacon in the meal.
Oh, what an outrage.
What an absolute outrage.
Exactly. Didn't have its window, you know, upright. You know, when you window shade, you got to have it up.
You can't have it down. Yeah.
He wanted to have it halfway down.
And you know what?
Not having a bar of that.
At the end of the day, you know what the airline said?
What did they say?
Oh, they said, sorry, mate, pigs don't fly.
Oh, good one.
Hamish and Andy.
Yep.
Appearing up.
From techguide.com.au. Welcome to the show, Stephen Fennick.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Fantastic. Hey, Stephen, you got some interesting stats about Netflix, which has come out, which I saw at techguide.com.au. Can you tell us all about them?
Yeah, well, Netflix, as you all know, is a really popular subscription video on demand service. So what that means is that the shows you watch there, you can watch them anywhere, anytime, on demand.
Okay.
Now, what's happened with the app? The app allows you to now download your TV shows and movies to your device.
Right.
So you can take your shows with you. So rather than using your 4G data or using up that data, you can now preload all your programs at your home's Wi-Fi, and then before you jump on a plane, before you get on your commute, before you go anywhere, you can have all of your content on the go.
Yeah, so, amazing if you've got a bit of time to kill in the toilet, isn't it?
Exactly right. Well, that's just one of the many places where people are viewing now. They're public binging. So everyone knows about binging shows on Netflix. Well, we're doing that now in public. And planes, obviously commuting is a popular place to do it, but even 8% of people are watching their shows in public bathrooms. So you can just imagine you're waiting to go, busting to go, and someone's probably got up to a really good spot in the bathroom. they don't want to stop watching it.
Oh, well, now we know why lines in the women's bathrooms are so long. We finally cracked
we
it, Stephen.
Exactly right. Get on with it. Get on with it, we were saying. So that this has become an issue where public binging is a reality.
Wow.
And the downside of that, too, is it's funny because now there's a little thing that we call show shame, where people can look over their shoulder. 45% of public bingers said that they've often caught someone looking over their shoulder at what they're watching. And for a lot of these people, they're a little bit embarrassed at their little guilty pleasure show that they happen to be viewing in public. So this show shame is a reality. And so people often cover their screen or just turn off the device, or some people just don't care and they just carry on. So we are enjoying our content on the move, on our devices, on planes, on buses, and yes, in bathrooms. We just can't get enough.
Absolutely. You can check out those stories plus heaps more at techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Now, Maddie is on the line. She is going head-to-head with Pippa in our Taylor Swift Super Fan Contest. This is how it works, girls. We've got 10 questions. Quizmaster Mike is in the studio to ask those questions now.
Hello.
Maddie versus Pippa. Now, Maddie, can we hear your buzzer? It's simply your name.
Maddie.
Fantastic. Pippa, can we hear your buzzer?
Pippa.
I will be the adjudicator of who buzzes in first.
It's very good that we've both got two-syllable names because, if my name was...
Fair.
Exactly, very fair. That's right. Fair contest.
Imagine if it was Rakistani or something. That would be difficult to get out.
It would be, yes. Maddie, I just want to wish you all the best.
Okay, girls, that's enough of the pleasantries.
Okay, break it up, guys. Okay.
Break it up. Let's kick off the quiz right now. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Mike, take it away.
All right, girls. The song Today Was a Fairy Tale
Pippa, what is the correct answer?
Today Was a Fairy Tale was used in Damn It, and I didn't hear the end of the question.
You got 3 seconds.
Maddie.
Two,
oh my gosh.
One.
Maddie.
Okay.
We'll let you steal, Maddie.
That's incorrect from
Maddie,
Pippa.
Maddie, you're going to steal.
Let's finish the question
finish
first.
The question. The song Today Was a Fairy Tale was used in what movie?
Movie.
What is it?
Is it movie?
It was not.
Pippa?
What? No, Pippa, you've already had your guess on this one.
Oh, okay, all right.
No one gets this point. It was Valentine's Day.
Okay,
close.
Question two.
Who did the feature rap on Bad Blood?
Pippa? Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, Maddie, need to pick up the game there, Maddie. Okay, Mike.
All right, this is multiple choice, okay? Which of these Taylor Swift songs made it to number one in Australia? We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, Blank Space, or You Belong With Me?
Maddie?
Blank Space. 1-1.
Oh,
there we go. Let's go question four. 1-1.
Maddie
one.
Knows what she's doing.
All right. Now, this is a bit more recent. The music video for Look What You Made Me Do. Taylor sits in a bathtub of real diamonds. How much were the diamonds said to be worth? There are three options. $10, $15, or $20 million.
Pippa.
Maddie.
Pippa's in first.
$15 million.
Maddie, you get a chance to steal?
No, 20.
It was only $10 million.
Okay, both incorrect. Okay. Question five, let's go.
Okay, in November 2014, Taylor Swift deleted her entire back catalogue from what streaming service?
Pippa.
Maddie got in first.
She did not! I object to that.
Maddie got in first. Maddie?
Spotify.
Correct.
That is a rort of an answer.
Well, you were going to say Apple Music,
so that was not incorrect. You don't know anything about what I was going to say.
Taylor Swift Super Quiz at the moment. Maddie is leading 2-1 at the halfway point. Mike, the quiz master, let's pick up the quiz right now. Question number six.
All right. In 2009, Kanye West famously interrupted Taylor Swift at the MTV VMAs. What award did she win?
Pippa.
Maddie. Best New Artist.
Maddie, steal.
Pardon?
What award did she win?
Album of the Year.
It was Best Female Video.
Best Female Video.
That's not even Question really an
seven.
Award.
Pippa, stop complaining. Question seven.
All right. Taylor Swift released Red in 2012. What was the first single from that album?
I know it.
Three,
no.
Two,
shush.
One.
Shush.
No, you don't get 5
no,
seconds.
No, I just need a minute to think.
That's wrong. Maddie, your chance to steal.
We're never getting back together.
That's 3-1 to Maddie. You've got to be faster. You can't get a minute to think. Okay, question number seven, please. Or eight.
Question eight. In what year did Taylor Swift release her first studio album?
Maddie.
2007. Pippa to steal.
First studio album. I'm going to say, now that would have been 2003.
Okay, there's two questions left. Pippa needs to get both two to send it to a tiebreaker. Okay.
The answer was, by the way, 2006.
Okay.
From it was her album Taylor Swift.
I consider giving that to Maddie because she was closest, but I won't do
that. I bet
that.
You would.
Go, Mike.
Okay, Look What You Made Me Do contains a sample from what 90s hit?
Maddie.
I'm
Too Sexy.
She's done it. She is the winner. There we go.
Congratulations. From my throne, Maddie.
Well, Maddie wins 4-1. There's one to go, but that's not enough for Pippa to come back.
Do you want to hear that question? Or
no, I think Jimmy's very well and truly done. You're grinning
so
like
done.
A Cheshire cat. Jimmy's just wrapping up for the day. I think we can go home now. I think it's a Christmas for you right now, Jimmy. December 25th.
I'm just enjoying the
You're
show.
You're just thrilled. Thrilled to pieces.
Maddie, congratulations. You are Dub on the Central West biggest Taylor Swift fan. It's official.
Thank you so much. I've worked a lot of years towards this, and it's a real honour. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Now, yeah, great. Jimmy,
consolation speech for Bibba?
No comment. My consolation speech is I'm pretty sure Maddie had her favourite. I think it was rigged in terms of the how it was anchored by Jimmy Love. I'm just going to say that there. I think there might have been some foul play, but Maddie, a win's a win, so congratulations.
That's
Thank
the
you very much.
Backhanded compliment I have ever heard.
Backhanded to Jimmy, not to Maddie.
Okay, sure.
That's fine.
Leading Edge Computers, Dubbo. For everything Apple, PC and more.
Jimmy's
Smash for Cash.
Yeah, hey everyone, happy Wednesday. You've made it halfway through the week already. Congratulations. Debbie, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Debbie, you're on the radio for $5,500. How does it feel?
Good.
Very good.
Very. I get it.
Yes.
Fantastic. Hey, you going to watch the Socceroos tonight at all, Debbie?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, yep. Great. Well, we've got Brenton Speed on, Speedy from Fox Sports, and he's going to give us all the latest. Is Tim Cahill going to play? We're going to get the big scoop on that one for you next. Okay, Debbie?
Yep, thank you.
Fantastic. Let's get down to business.
All right,
Pippa.
Let's do it. $5,500 is on the line this morning, and all you've got to do is correctly guess what this item is. That's it there, Debbie. Let's hear that $5,500 guess.
Is it a SIM card?
It's not a SIM card, Debbie.
It's not a SIM card, but great guess.
Were you thinking a micro SIM, a normal SIM, or a mini SIM?
Anyone that would have worked.
Yeah, it's no SIM card.
No, it's not a SIM card.
Just joking with you. It's not a SIM card. Sorry, Debbie. Hey, Debbie, you have a great day. Hope the Socceroos win tonight for you, okay?
Thank you.
No worries at all. Brenton Speed's holding the line, Pippa.
Mm-hmm.
Check out what's going to happen as well. Plus, also, we got to ask him, if the Socceroos lose, what does it mean?
Oh, it's a big day.
Yeah, we're going to chat with him right after your Konski Wake Up Shake Up.
Enter Mr. DJ.
Listen. Wake up.
Wake up.
Make you do things to my body.
Eleven 19 degrees morning, everyone. That was your Konski Wake Up Shake Up. Socceroos kick off tonight. That kicks off, I think, about just before 8 p.m. Morning, everyone. It is Pippa and Jimmy. We're going to cross live to Mike from Workdays. He's in the hit squad with all the freebies in under 5 minutes' time.
That's right. We do it all thanks to Macca's new, thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range, available after 10:30 a.m.
With coverage of the must-win World Cup qualifier between the Socceroos and Honduras from 7 p.m. tonight, live in HD with no ad breaks during play on Fox Sports. Joining us from the Fox Sports team right now, Brenton Speed, affectionately known as Speedy. Mate, how you doing this morning?
Oh, it's a cracking sunny day in Sydney, and what a way to set the tone for what's going to be a fantastic day. Hopefully, relatively drama-free, and the Socceroos sail through to Russia 2018, but it never tends to wind up like that.
Magic. Absolutely. Amazing. Now, Speedy, I just want to put this to bed straight off the bat. Do you call it football or do you call it soccer?
I don't mind.
You don't mind? That's all right. No.
That's not what matters here. This is practically it. What's your prediction? Because Ange is saying that he's got a raft of changes coming through. Do you reckon that Tim Cahill may take the field from the beginning of the game, Speedy?
Well, it's probably pretty similar to what we saw in that Syria tie when Tim Cahill also came back from the away leg and was fresh and ready to go, and he played 120 minutes that night. The concern this time is the ankle injury he picked up in his last A-League game, but I reckon he'll start. I reckon he'll play a significant part, and I think he can score goals. We saw what happened in the first leg. Australia should have scored goals away to Honduras, so back on their home deck, you fancy they can get amongst the goals. The danger, I reckon, is the worry that Honduras, they've brought a few players in tonight as well. They'll have some fresh legs too, including a really pacey striker. So Australia have to be on guard at the back that they don't let him get away and get an away goal.
Absolutely. Now, all the odds are in favour of the Socceroos tonight. Do you predict that it will go all the Socceroos' way?
I hope so. I said that after the first leg. I think the performance over there, Australia should really have won that game by, you know, maybe even two or three goals the way they played. They played them off the park. So with Tim Cahill back in the lineup, the man who can finish off the goals, Australia's greatest of the goal scorer, you'd think Australia can win. The other day I was saying 4 or 5 nil. Might have to rein that back in and maybe a 3-1 victory.
Now, should it all go belly up for the Socceroos tonight, Speedy? What do you think this means for the future of the sport in Australia?
It's a big night. You always want to keep qualifying for the World Cups. We have that 32-year wait before we went to the 2006 World Cup, and then we've been to 3 in a row, so trying to make it 4 in a row. And it will be a little setback. It'll be a tough old week after that if Australia don't qualify, but the confidence levels are pretty high, so and not too many people are thinking about that and don't want to think about it.
Absolutely. And just looking at the pitch at ANZ Stadium, are we expecting a much better pitch than what they had to play off on over in Honduras?
Absolutely. Ange Postecoglou was asked about it yesterday's pre-match press conference, and he wasn't entirely happy with it. He thought it was better for the Syria game, this ANZ Stadium surface, but having seen the pictures of the team training on it, I think it looks pretty good, and Australia will be able to play the football thereafter on this pitch, no doubt.
Absolutely. It is the biggest game the Socceroos have played since winning the Asian Cup. It kicks off tonight. Coverage of the must-win World Cup qualifier between the Socceroos and Honduras from 7 p.m. tonight. It's live in HD with no ad breaks during play on Fox Sports. Brenton Speed, Speedy, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. I can't wait to be there tonight. It's going to be awesome.
You're on with Pippa and Jimmy. How you doing, Dubbo, the Central West? Morning, everyone. 8:58 is the current time. And Pippa, very sad.
Is it? Why?
Because you're going away on annual leave.
I'm going on the old AL, annual leave, taking a holiday.
The word around town is you take a lot of leave.
Is that right? Yeah. Is that the word on the street, is it?
That's the word on the street.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I've almost taken as much as you, mate.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
This will
what
be
an outrage.
How much have I taken? A couple of weeks, months, years?
I actually haven't taken, I've taken 2 sick days from this show and that's it.
That is, I can't believe that.
I know.
Well, two sick days.
What a great radio announcer I am. So committed to this job.
Well, so, show number 92 was a good one.
Show number 92 was a great one. We're back in time for our 100th show, the Big Hundo.
We might have our 6-month review coming up.
Yeah, we might.
Will we make it through?
Who knows?
Who really knows?
We could just have a couple of pipe cleaners in here. Just, you know, like a couple of potato spuds or something with googly eyes on them.
I got Mike from Workday's filling in for you for the next week
you
and
do.
A half.
You lads are going to have a great time.
You know what? I've just got to put it out there right now. Mike loves to try and do my job, which is to do the announcing of the songs and the time and the temp and the credit lines for McDonald's.
Well, I'm not surprised because that is what he's paid to do for Workday, so that is usually his job. So it's not, you know, out of this world that that's what he tries to do.
Got a feeling I might have to do a walkout
A walkout.
Or maybe a walk to the other side of the desk and be like, Mike, you come over here and do it. You
wanna, Mike can push the buttons. You can sit over with me. You could just mix it up day to day.
Oh, that would be good.
That'd be nice.
I would love to stick my feet up.
Do I need to, like, call in and check in with you at any point over the next 8 days to kind of mediate through any conflict resolution, or do you think you'll be fine?
Look, if you think you'll be awake before 9 a.m. one morning, love to hear from you.
Fat chance of that, mate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if it's before noon, don't talk to me.
People think, oh, on the weekends we must get up early. No.
We do, and we hate it when we do. We try do. And sleep in.
Yeah, don't say, oh, do you want to come to this thing at 8 a.m? You must get up early. Not on the weekend.
No. We just like a weekend sleep in like everybody else.
Yeah.
We're pretty normal.
Either way, don't want to do your thing anyway.
Hang on a second. Come on.
Bit rude, aren't I?
Bit rude. So I'm away for 8 days. I'm heading up to Brizzy. I'm emceeing a wedding this weekend.
Oh, I hate emceeing weddings.
And then next weekend, my best girlfriend, Sarah, turns the big 3-0. So we're going to have a right old knees up and a rip snorter, and it's going to be bloody amazing.
Are you and your friends up to that point where you turn 30?
Well, my girlfriend is. I'm not.
Oh, no. Gosh.
So she's a couple of years ahead of me. So she's, you know, crossed the threshold. She's going to let me know what it looks like on the other side.
Okay. Well, we'll miss you, Pippa. You have a great time away.
Thanks, mate.
Come back safe. If you're ever up before 9, you got an open line direct.
13, 12, 16. That got it on speed dial.
That will get you to Brisbane's hit.
Oh, it will too.
Hit 105 in Brisbane, you actually get
right.
If you dial 13,
12,
16.
Well, I can't ring them and get smashed for cash, can I? They won't know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely not. Imagine you calling up Hit FM in Brisbane.
Is it a stapler?
Oshie Ginsburg, is he still up there?
No, he's gone.
Who's up there? Who does Hit FM breakfast in Brisbane?
Stav, Abby and Matt are up there. Might pop in and say g'day to those guys.
Stapler?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're
stapler?
Like, huh?
Who is this?
Who is this?
Nothing, never mind.
Pippa from Dubbo.
Yeah.
Dubbo FM.
Hit 93.5.
You don't know us? We're on your network. Maybe we'll send you up to Hit FM in Townsville.
Why up there? I'm not going up there. I'm going to Brisbane.
I don't know. Just giggles. Kicks and giggles.
You're off your chops, mate.
I am, aren't
I? Honestly. Love you guys. See you in a little while. Have a good day.
Bye. Let's